Welcome, Tale Tellers. Tonight our episode is a short scary story about a pathogen. In fact, it's about a pathogen called a prion, a dangerous protein that causes the mad cow disease. Tonight's story discusses the impact that prion disease has on the mind as they chew holes through it. And before we jump right on in, remember, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know with a 2-second click of that like button. If you get a chance to leave a review or rating on the podcast platform you're on, that would be fantastic. The more reviews Tale Tellers leave, the better the chance that other Tale Tellers can find me. So a massive thank you for those that already like, already follow, and leave the reviews. Strap yourselves in for this one, Tale Tellers. Turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something different. Our tale today is Final Hours. And the tale teller is Noah Goody.
The following is an emergency news bulletin. Please lock your doors. Please board your windows. Make sure your loved ones are all accounted for.
Claire looked onto the television set in horror. She turned around frantically and saw her baby girl playing with blocks on the couch. Felix peered into the television, met with the broadcast, which was looping continuously.
The outbreak of a psychoactive pathogen being tested in secret by the military as means of chemical warfare has occurred. The immediate symptom is extreme onset dementia, followed by uncontrollable suicide. The fatality rate for this pathogen is believed to be 100%. Its name is Gaze, due to afflicted victims withdrawing from reality, beginning to stare blankly off into space. Speaking no words and displaying zero movement whatsoever, the pathogen, now identified as a prion, the microorganisms responsible for mad cow disease and a number of degenerative brain ailments is extremely contagious, so it is advised to stay away at all costs.
With another crackle, the broadcast looped. A single tear, which felt as hot and thick as burning wax, slowly rolled down Felix's cheek. His feet were seemingly embedded into the ground, and when he tried to move it, felt as if he was in a pit of tar, incapacitating his ability to walk. He looked around his house. Nothing seemed to be right. The couch looked off-center. The fridge was on the opposite side of the wall. The TV was facing backwards towards the wall. He needed to get upstairs to where his wife fled with his daughter. His feet trudged up each stair, one by one. Every impact made a seemingly deafening boom, the vibrations reverberating throughout the house. Felix could begin to feel his conscience closing in on him. He turned the corner into the hallway where he heard an ear-piercing screech, similar to two massive pieces of steel grinding together sharply. Instinctively, he bent over and threw his hands over his ears, and he couldn't help but throw up. The door to the nursery seemed like it was an eternity away. He started to crawl, the noise ravaging his ear canals. An invisible force seemed to try and drag him away from the door. His hand shot up and gripped the door handle. With a grunt, he pulled himself up onto his 2 feet and opened the door. Claire was standing perfectly still, with Amelia in her arms. He took a step towards them. The stillness remained. The second step, Felix started celebrating the relief internally. The stillness remained. With his third, he was almost to them. The stillness remained. Felix finally got to them. He placed his hand on Claire's shoulder. The stillness remained. Claire? His voice shook. He walked around to look at her in the eyes. Felix was met with the endless stare of his wife into the distance, with his dead infant in her arms. Now, that was one freaky short story. Although today is a short episode, tomorrow's will be much longer, perhaps even something very different. You'll have to tune in tomorrow though, I ain't gonna give anything away. Noah Goody is able to create a sense of isolation, impending fear, and the feeling of stepping into the unknown. Some seriously great talent in their writing style. Also, I wanted to do a quick shout out to Blackpaw360 and Troy Shaw, who have watched 40 plus of my episodes. Totally flattered. And I'm lucky to have fans like you, so thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. And if you like these episodes, Show me your care with a very quick review, a like, or any feedback at all. I just love hearing from fans. It makes my day. And gives this channel a chance to share other stories with other tale-tellers from around the world. So tale-tellers, turn the lights back on, put on your bio-suit, and as always, till next time.